Okay, guys, welcome to episode 344. I'm Potafria. This is Hello Dysfunction. Today I have Stacks, Chris. What do you want to go by?
Whichever. Both. Chris Stacks, Chris, whatever.
Chris Stacks.
Call me Chris. It's cool. I'm old now. You feel me? But everybody calls me Stacks, but okay. I'm Chris. It's all good.
This is my rich nephew. Oh, he's really rich. I tease him all the time. Yeah, I'm happy to finally have you in here.
Yeah, this is tight. It's really nice. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. I've been wanting to get some guys in here to get some male perspective because we haven't had any in a long time. And yeah, I'm glad you were able to make it.
Me too. It's all good.
I'm Unk. I've been Unk for years and years. And now I'm irritated because the kids have made it an insult. But like, I'm still Unk, you know?
Facts. Unk is like You're old.
Yeah, facts, shut up, Unk. Like, get your Unk ass out of here.
But you Unk, because you can't be TT, because TT is a crackhead. You feel me?
Right. So I don't ever want to be TT. Thea or I'm Unk.
Yeah, Thea.
Among the boys, I'm definitely Unk.
For sure, 100%.
Do you feel like you're an Unk now?
Man, that's how my kids be getting at me. That's how Seb get at me. My daughter, I'm Unk, and... Yeah, I feel like, no, I'm not Unk though. I'm not Unk to everybody else.
I don't think I am either in that way. Like, I think we're still fly.
We're still fly. All the kids fuck with me, but like my kids are haters.
For sure. Mine are too.
So my kids are haters. Like the young kids, they fuck with me. They don't see me as being hella old, but you feel me?
We're still cool.
Yeah, we still cool. For sure. We are for sure.
My kids, they're always going to hate. They be just no matter what I do. That's not nothing
new. Kids be hating. They be hating when they friends be like, oh, you got a cool parent. They be like, no,
you're not cool. Like, don't let somebody say I'm cute. Yeah, my son is like, absolutely not. He don't let me follow him. He won't repost shit that I say. Like, if I tag him, no, absolutely not. Like,
yeah, I hate kids. They haters.
They are.
It is what it is.
I woke up today and I heard the story of how the devil started out with Jesus and became bad. And then Jesus kicked him out of Jesus' world. And then he went to a fiery, dark place. This is all coming from Peace. I'm like, where did you learn this? Because I don't talk about anything of the sort. And she's like, I just wanted to talk about it. I didn't learn about it anywhere. And I'm like, okay. So I'm going to holler at her dad or somebody and just find out. Are you guys? He's not, but like maybe his girlfriend. I don't know. Somebody is giving Bible study, I believe. But
yeah,
I just let her go to see like how far she would go with it. And yeah.
She took it on one?
Yeah. She was just like, he got kicked out of Jesus' world. And he went like to this fiery, dark, scary place. And like, I was trying to get her to like describe it. Like, what's that like? So I don't know. She's very imaginative anyway, but... She was on one. So I dealt with that this morning. She was sick over the weekend, like throwing up, fever in hot weather. That shit is fucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I dealt with that. I think she's cool to go back tomorrow, but we'll see. I'm going to play it by ear and see how she does tonight because she still don't have no appetite.
Hope she feel better.
Thank you.
She's so little.
Tiny. Yeah.
She can't be getting sick.
I know. And her little immune system, I feel like anytime somebody gets anything at the school, she's sure to get it.
How old is she now?
5.
So she's in pre-K still?
TK.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I remember those days. I'm not never going back, so.
You're not going to have no more kids?
Fuck no.
You think you're done?
Done for sure. I mean, really? Look, this is my thing with kids. Like, I don't want no more kids. I know that because... Like, I like where I'm at, like, with the self-sufficiency of the children. Like, you know, my son, he's 20, he in college. And then Seb is 12 now. So, like, I don't want to have to go back to, like, having
diapers.
But I love kids, though, but I hate them. But
you're an excellent dad.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Oh, my God. You're, like, a dad that I could brag about, yeah, for sure.
For sure. I mean, you know, my kids is my – I do everything for them. So, like, as hard as I be going, it's always for the kids and shit like that. So, but, like, for me – I don't want no more kids because it's so much, it's rewarding, but it's so much work with the hands-on. And, you know, I'm a hands-on dad. I can't not be around my kids. Like, I need to see them every day. I need to talk to them. I need to be there.
Period.
But I don't know. I don't want to take care of no little babies no more, waking up in the middle of the night.
It's fun.
That shit ain't fun.
I loved every step of it.
It was scary at first, but then once I got the hang of it, then it was it's easy, but I still don't necessarily want to do it again. So I want people that around me to have kids, and then I can take their kids. I can babysit. I'm a good babysitter. We're going to go have fun. I'm going to give your kids whatever they want.
And then take them right back.
Take them right back.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. I've been asking P's dad to have more kids because I can't have no more. Like, physically, they told me I can't have no more.
Okay.
So I've been, like, trying to ask him, and he's like, hell no. Like, I am not going to be taking no kid to kindergarten or no shit when I'm, like, 50. Like, that's out. Yeah. Like, so I guess I'm going to just have to wait on my son or somebody to give me I have a grandbaby, but I don't see her as often as I would like because she has like a social life. So I'm like, maybe my son will have, I don't know. Yeah. I just like the littles when they're little.
No, for sure. It's so cute and it's so cool.
And they're funny.
They're funny. And like, it's a lot of fun. It's for sure a lot of fun, but you know, they don't go to bed.
Yeah.
They be up.
And when they get sick.
They get sick. Yeah. Like, Sev had a nosebleed the other night. She's 12, but like her
is
nose.
Is that her first?
Nah, she has them frequently, like, or at least, you know.
My son gets them pretty frequently. He's the only one out of all of them, though.
Yeah, she get it, and then she comes in my room, and then she's like, she got it, and then she said, I don't got it. It won't stop. So then I got to get up out the bed, and she wasn't tripping. She's had them enough times. But then, you know, like, if you lose enough blood, you get all dizzy and stuff. So I say, like, hold on, let me help you. Like, so, like, even, like, with a preteen now, that's crazy to think my daughter's a preteen. But
I have that in my notes. Yeah. Like, how do you feel being a dad, a close dad, you know, to a preteen?
You want me to answer that now?
Well, yeah,
you can
go into it.
Okay. It's cool. Because, like I said, the age is cool. They're self-sufficient. Seb is a really good kid, though. My kid is a really good kid. She's not, like, disrespectful or anything like that. So I'm not saying that she doesn't have her little attitudes and stuff. But, like, being a dad of, like, I'm kind of scared because, you know, everything that comes with being a young lady and all that stuff, I don't want to deal with that. But I know it's a part of having a little – my little girl wasn't going to stay a little girl forever. So for me, I just say, like, it's scary, but I'm excited for her. She's actually not going to go to private school next year for the first time in her life.
I have that in my notes, too. Yeah. I wanted to know, how's that going?
Well, school is great. She's an amazing student. Last year, she struggled a little bit, like, here and there, like, with like, fractions. But we nipped that in the bud. She got on it, and, like, she's good. Private school is cool, and it's, like, so small. So she gets the help that she needs.
And she's been in it all this time, right?
Since kindergarten.
Yeah. So she has her friend group. And
yeah, but the crazy part about it is all her friends left the school last year. When they transitioned from elementary to middle, like, she lost all the girls that's her friends.
Yeah.
She don't really have, she got friends at school, but that's like a secondary group of friends. All her main core friends, they're all going, they went to different privates or public or whatever to start middle school.
That's tough.
So now, but she's cool. She's a really personable person. She's friendly and social, but that's not her friend group. So, like, when she does stuff on the weekend, when she does play dates, she's not doing it with these friends here. Yeah. Like, the friend for her birthday, she invited all her friends, nobody from her school.
Her original friends.
Her original friends. So that's something for her. But I'm really nervous for her. Not nervous in the bad, good and bad. Like, I think the exposure, me and her mom agree that the exposure to, like, you know, the kind of like the real world will, it'll help her. And she's not going to go to high school with any of these kids. So she needs to try to create a new friend group going into high school, whatever public high school she's going to go to. Because I don't
love that you guys really, like, planned this out. Like, because the timing seems perfect for that transition into high school, like, preparing
her. I think that she
should
have did it. We should have did it last year, but we just wasn't ready with everything that was going on. I think she should have started middle school at whatever school she was going, whatever public school that goes into that high school.
Yeah.
So, like, it would have been cool if she'd have started going to school in Berkeley, like, last year. She'd have had 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and then she could have went into Berkeley High with her friend group.
Yeah.
But she'll have 7th and 8th, whatever school she goes to. Hopefully she builds those bonds and have, you know, those connections.
She will, for
Then, like, you know, like, they don't really got, like, no sports there. Like, she does softball and stuff, but that's, like, outside of the school. I want her to have the whole middle school experience, you know, good and bad. Even, like, with the little mean girls and shit. She needs to have a little bit of adversity to overcome that.
To give her some grit.
Yeah, like, you know, shit.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you feel like she's been kind of sheltered in a way?
Hella.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, my daughter.
I don't even know any kids that ever went to private school, so I don't know what that experience is like. I know the education would be better, for sure.
The education is better. Like, the school, like, okay, so think about it like this. It's like, because my son went to public schools. He went to a school in Berkeley, like me.
Okay.
And then graduated Berkeley High, like me. Mm-hmm. The private school system, it's almost like you pay the money, and then you take your hands off. They do everything.
Wow.
Like, you can still be there, but, like, her homework is done when she comes home. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, okay. Like, because she goes to the after school program. So, like, everything, it's almost like that. And that's, and I've gotten kind of lazy with that because with my son, it's like, all right, it's time to do homework. Pull your stuff out. Sit at the table.
Yeah.
But, like, this time around, it's like, it's already, everything already done. So, you get into this habit, like, let me just pay this money so she could be cool. Her grades is cool. Her test score is cool.
Yeah.
She speaks Spanish. Like, everything that goes along with that. So, it's like, let me just keep paying this. And then, like, you know, you kind of get a little bit. But we're still cool with the teachers and stuff. And it's such a small student population.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you
more
know,
one-on-one.
Yeah. And like, they have the resources to actually help the kids. I don't even buy school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I just buy a backpack. And she wears a uniform to school. Buy a backpack, the uniform. She don't need to take, I mean, I buy her, she's an RC person, so she got all the supplies.
Yeah.
But I don't, they don't come home with like a list.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. You just send them to school. They got everything at the school.
Wow. Every school should be like that.
That would be
what
cool to have the,
wouldn't it be nice for our tax dollars to go to that? Like it should, like,
yeah, for
into
sure.
our communities.
That'd be good. Yeah. That'd
what
be
the
good.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Is tuition sure. crazy without like getting in your business? Is it?
Yes and no. So like it's crazy. No, the tuition is crazy, but all these private schools have what they call is like you can get like a scholarship or like a tuition assistance. So they pay a portion. They you can get a portion of it paid depending on your income.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, for
so,
sure.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's good. That's that good that they good. Offer that.
Yeah, that's pretty much the reason why she's been able to stay is whatever, however much money I make, I don't got $40,000 for her to go to school.
So they base it on your income, basically, right?
Yeah, like they had a different system in the past
mm-hmm.
that was not so particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't have all the checks and balances, I would say. So
yeah.
it worked out. But like now, like it's a lot because it's no way for me to, you know, kind of quote unquote, you know, kind of go through the side and
yeah.
whatever. And they got different staff there, like the administration,
mm-hmm.
a little different, more strict.
Okay.
So I got to pay what they want me to pay.
Yeah.
Or she don't need to go there. But next year,
she's on her way out.
She's
anyway.
On her way out anyway. So she's just going to leave a year earlier than she would have because she would, mm-hmm. instead of leaving it, well, 2 years earlier because plan to have her there through eighth grade. But it just seems like this is probably the right time. She's gonna go to the summer program this summer with the kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
In the community and everything. Hopefully she makes some new friends there and then she can go into, you know, school and be cool
yeah.
and do all the stuff that we did as kids and have that
mm-hmm.
regular, normal, unprivileged,
yeah.
like, you know, get into an argument
experience
with somebody.
Experience some shit. Yeah. Watch argument. Some kids get jumped.
Yeah,
like?
Do something. Like, yeah. Like I asked another, you yeah. want to play Ding Dong? Did she say, no, daddy.
Really?
Yeah. She's like,
have
I
you
don't
seen,
know.
Have you seen those videos of parents asking their kids to square up?
Yeah. And they doing dumb stuff.
They'll not, dance.
Yeah,
or they'll
dance.
Be like this or something. Did you, have you ever asked her? Do you think she knows what that means?
Well, her brother be putting her on, so she might know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Her brother be putting her on to like all the little lingo.
Yeah.
And then they kind of put me, I mean, not our stuff so much, but I put my son on our stuff. So
yeah.
then he'll tell her. So she'll already be a little bit game.
He passed
it
down.
So she might know. She might not. I'm going to ask him when
that
we get
to
that
would be
this.
Funny to
yeah.
record it.
She hella funny.
She
she's funny for sure. She's a cat.
How's he doing in college? How's he liking that?
He loved college.
That's great.
College is good. He's doing real well. He's there for computer science, so
good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Did you go to college?
Did not.
Did his mom go to college?
Nah. We did like the community college. You know, mm-hmm. everybody do that. Get the check.
I didn't.
Get the check and get up out of there.
Oh yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Little wiggle. Yeah.
Little wiggle. But nah, nobody. He's the first person in our family to.
Yeah.
To go there, and he got a full ride, like academically for the most part.
Wow.
So, yeah, he don't play no sports or nothing. So, and his college is paid for, so he doing good.
Y'all
doing
really
cool.
did y'all thing as parents.
Man,
like you
yeah.
deserve all the applause and pats
appreciate
on the
that.
Back because
sure.
yeah, your
kid.
Kids are great.
He's a good kid.
So, where are you from?
Ooh, not just playing. You know, I'm from West Oakland. I'm from 18th Street.
But I associate you so much with Berkeley.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did you actually grow up in Berkeley or did you grow up in West Oakland?
So both. So, yeah. All right, this is the thing.
Okay.
Let me explain. Not just playing. So I always lived in West Oakland, right, growing up. But my dad worked for the school district in Berkeley. He didn't want me to go to Oakland schools.
Yeah.
So he sent me to school in Berkeley. He worked as a janitor
mm-hmm.
for the Berkeley Unified School District. So I had a transfer. So I always could go to school in Berkeley.
Good. That's better.
So it was cool. So like all my friends, I have like weekend friends,
mm-hmm.
neighborhood friends, and then, you know, then all my friends at school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then when I when I got a little older, my granny actually moved to Berkeley. So okay. All them old friends that I had, you now I finally get them. I now get to go to school with them, you know, yeah. or like, you know, I get to live there in Berkeley and see them, the ones that I go to school with, like on the weekends. And now, you know, you grow up and you make new friends. So like when I got to high school, I went to, I want to say like in 11th grade, I finally got to go to Berkeley High.
Okay.
Because before I had moved to Texas for 2 years in eighth and ninth grade.
How was that?
That is
different.
It's different, but it was cool. Mm. Part of me wished that I would have stayed out there because it's like more structure. It's like back out there, like sports is everything. Academics is everything. There's a lot more hands-on stuff. Like you not shit if you don't play sports or, you know, got something going for yourself. You can't just be no dirty ass bum.
Yeah.
Just doing anything.
They'll look down
like,
on you.
Yeah. Like, or your, like, it's just the strictness of the faculty, the strictness of the your parents' expectations, you know? And my mom and them, like, had hella money and shit, like, pulling up in Range Rovers and all type of
your
crazy
mom is
shit.
A fly lady.
She is a fly lady. Yeah. I fuck with my mom. She's cool. She's cool. But, yeah, so, like, it was cool because when I first got back to California in 10th grade, my dad wouldn't let me go to Berkeley High because all my friends was there. So he made me go to El Cerrito. I had to go up with all the Richmond
niggas. You was a gaucho? What? I did not know you were there.
Yep, 10th grade. I was.
And then you were like, that's enough.
Nah, but my granny moved to Berkeley, so then he didn't have no choice. I was in the Berkeley. So it was like.
So you kind of won.
I won.
When
I finally
got to. Thank God.
I used to be at Berkeley High every day, like after school with El Cerrito, like after basketball practice or before I was playing basketball or whatever. After the school, I would just go to Berkeley High and go see all my partners and stuff like that. And just
that explains why you know so many people in different
everywhere.
Neighborhoods
yeah,
and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, okay.
So it was like that. That pretty much was like what that's what it was. So I was genuinely hella happy when my granny moved to Berkeley. It was tight because now I got to go to Berkeley High.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. Like, I get to finally go.
Yeah.
So it was cool. So
meant to be.
It was meant to be. Yeah.
You played basketball in high school?
Yep.
You was weak as fuck?
Nah, I wasn't weak. I wasn't fucking Steph Curry, nigga, but nigga, I was solid. I was cool. I think I was a good player.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2". I mean, 6'3".
You're pretty tall.
That's like regular tall.
That's pretty fucking tall for Bay Area.
No, it's not.
I feel like, yeah. Well, I'm from Richmond.
Bay Area niggas?
Everybody in Richmond is like 5'10".
Oh my God. It's because y'all carrying guns since 8'9", holding y'all down.
The refinery. I honestly believe it's
the 18 money. The 18 money.
Just being in proximity to the exposure, I feel like affects the height. Because where I'm from, everybody is like the same height.
It's tall niggas from Richmond.
Where I'm from.
From North.
Not very tall.
I mean, shit.
There's a few here and there, but especially in my age group, like I feel like they're all 5'10". It's a little weird. So when I see you, I'm like, damn, you're hella tall.
5'10 is not hella short, though.
Yeah.
5'10 I think it's like probably average for a man, right? Or like 5'9", something like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It ain't hella tall people out here, is what I'm saying.
I feel
you
like.
Stand out a little bit.
I don't. Maybe really? I just be around other tall people. Think about the people. I be around.
Yeah.
Dez
I guess.
Is pretty tall.
He's pretty tall.
Sean is tall.
You're taller, though.
I'm taller, maybe by a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ty is not that tall.
Ty is small.
Yeah.
He's small. He was probably like 5'10", 5'11", maybe.
I think so.
Not small, but he's smaller. Yeah, he's not as tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think I'm just regular tall. When people be like, dang, you're tall, I'll be like, what kind of niggas y'all be around?
No, when I just walked up to you, I was like, damn.
Y'all
like,
be around little niggas?
I think so. I think, that's what I'm used to. It's crazy. I do. So what have you heard Juice Week Part 2? The West Oakland, the song that's going viral.
Oh, West Oakland, bitch.
I was listening to that on the way here. It's a hit.
I heard the whole song. All I heard is like the clips
that
on
verse.
It.
That verse is the best verse. There's like six bitches on the song.
Okay, hold on. So you got, I don't know.
I don't know the
where
history.
It came from. That's what I was going to ask. Are they being funny?
I think they're being serious. This is what I heard. The other verses, like you could tell they kind of put more thought into it and shit, but hers is the one that goes crazy. But what I heard was, and I don't know if this is true, it's not confirmed, but it was like one of their birthdays. And so they were like, let's all go record something for fun. So they all went to a studio, got in there. It's like, I watched the video. Have you seen the video?
I seen a clip of the video.
Mm-hmm. It's like six of them.
I saw her clip of the video when she was saying her part.
Yeah, her part goes crazy. So I'm like, I got to find them. Like, you know, so apparently they're from the
bitches,
West.
Is this why all the bitches is saying, I'm going to the studio?
Maybe.
Like, on my birthday, we about to go to the studio. Like, I didn't hear like four or five different bitches. And I'm thinking they being funny because, you know, niggas be like, oh, I'm in the studio type shit. Like, maybe, like, y'all out fuck. I thought that was code for, oh, we going to the studio. Like, we out fucking with niggas type shit. Like, no. I thought it was like some.
I think they're really going. They're dead ass. And I'm hoping. I'm like, please. Because I think that's great. And it looked hella fun. Yeah, and there's bitches, like, I see people that I know from out of state, from across the country, that are quoting that song. And, like, it's cute.
Oh, see, it's okay.
It's super viral.
So I was talking to my friend about this. Mm. I was asking her, I was asking her, is it, like, viral like that?
It is. It is. I see people from New York typing out the lyrics, West Oakland.
They don't even know what West Oakland is.
Exactly. And I'm like, and then I see people putting warnings like, y'all don't come visit West Oakland and do a TikTok because it's really going crazy on TikTok. Yeah. And they're like, that's really not the place for you to come try to shoot a little video there to be cute.
I mean, it depends.
But there's a lot of out of towners that are on it. They're loving it.
I think it depends where in West Oakland you go.
Yeah, I mean, because the gentrified areas are safe. Yeah, there's a lot of gentrification.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot. And every block is not bad. Like, and everybody's not going to be outside on every block or whatever. So, like, you might could go during the, go in the morning, early in the morning.
Go early. Before people get turned up and get crazy.
Facts. Yeah. Yeah, but I heard it, and I personally didn't understand it. Because I'm old. I'm like. Yeah. Nigga, we okay.
Like, she's not even really trying, but it just goes crazy.
I didn't know it was a real song. I thought maybe somebody was just talking shit on like a video.
Spotify. Like, that's it's crazy. On all platforms.
I hope she get rich.
Yeah,
I hope
they get rich. It's called, I do too. It's called Juice Week Part 2.
That's what's up.
So if you search that shit, the song is coming up. I hope they release an album. I hope she blows up. If I track her down, I'm gonna have her come in here. I think she's fucking great.
That's right.
Yeah.
I fuck with it.
Makes me proud.
I want all the, you feel me, the youngest to win. I want them to get rich. Get rich, man.
You feel me? For sure.
Have fun.
So you were a rapper.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. How old were you when you started? What school was you at when that started?
Berkeley High.
You were a flashy guy.
For sure.
You was in designer shit in high school.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I was fucking around. I always had my ways to wiggle and obtain certain things. You feel me? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was pretty cool with that type of shit. Mm-hmm. The rapping, it started just like with my partners. You know, we just was playing and then it just became something that we was kind of serious about. Sort of serious. You feel me? Because if we was really serious, we would have
kept doing it. Yeah.
I mean, some of them are still, shout out to them. Shout out to them niggas. Shout out to you.
Who?
Niggas. Shit. Young E's, fucking B's, you know, Ron Deuce and my boys. We was a group back in the day.
Yeah. What were y'all called?
The group was the Technicians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was cool. It was a fun time for sure.
Yeah.
And we had like the little, you know, doing like all the little shit at the functions and.
All the parties.
Like, it was fun. It was a fun time. But like for me. I just grew out of that shit, kind of. Like, not that I don't love music or nothing like that, but it's just like, you know, got to get some money.
For sure. You stay on top of that. You're the rich nephew.
Oh, my God.
Do you think you'll ever go back to music or anything else creative? I think it's good for everybody to have a creative outlet.
Do you want to guess what my creative outlet is?
Damn. That's a tough one because you don't put it out there, whatever it is.
I do it every day.
Get money? Oh, yeah. I know what it is. Gambling.
Yes.
That's not creative. Oh, I forgot you're a gambler. Oh, my God.
That's my shit.
You be hitting, though, right?
I be hitting. That's what I'm engulfed with. I haven't been hitting lately, though. I've been getting smoked. I ain't gonna
lie. Really?
I've been getting smoked, like, for the last, like, 3 weeks.
Keep that shit under control.
Or, like, a month. It's been, like, a month. But it's cool. It's all good.
Yeah. Do you just set aside a certain amount to fuck with? Or no. Like, no?
No.
So you're not going into this responsibly?
Never. Ever. Oh my,
you're taking risks.
Okay. I'm not going to bet the rent money.
Yeah. Or the tuition.
Yeah,
you're like, Sev, I don't know. Like,
nah,
this
I ain't going to do it like I ain't going to gamble with Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. But like, nah, like my fuck off money, I be fucking it off. But like, to me, the way I look at it is it all comes back because it comes in waves, right?
Do you think you're breaking even, though? Or do you think you get ahead?
So I think overall, I'm ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm for sure ahead.
Okay.
I've lost more times, quantity, like as far as like the number of times that I've played, I've lost. But the amount of money I've won is I'm up.
Exceeds that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But
do
that's,
you pay taxes on that?
I think they said you're supposed to do something, but no.
But you ain't looked into it.
I haven't hit so crazy to where it's like, oh,
it's gonna get reported and shit.
Yeah, I haven't hit at the casino for like 100 bands or nothing like that. Like I ain't never did that. Most I didn't won in one WAP. Like I think like was the most was like on a parlay is like I think like 73 or something like that, 100, not 1,000.
Oh, I was about to say $1,000?
Nah.
Doll hairs?
Nah. Like in a part, because you got to think about people, like I'm not betting all these crazy amounts of money. Yeah. I'm betting like $50, $100, $20, $15. And I'm trying to make a little bit of money win a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like I had a parlay with one of my boys. We had almost won $200,000. We was off by one game. We was going to split it three ways.
That's how they hook you. When you get that close, son fucks with that.
Yeah,
a little bit, you know, not nothing crazy.
Yeah, but I can't afford to be spending. Like once I get my, if I get my bankroll crazy, like if I win like 20 bands, then I could put like, all right, now I could bet 10,000 on the game or 5,000 on the game. I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah.
I'm not in that league. Not to be, I can't be losing 5K. I can lose 1,000. I done lost 1,000. I lost 1,500 before.
Yeah.
You feel me? Shit like that. But I'm not about to lose 5,000, 10,000.
That's crazy.
Like I actually have an everyday job. I'm not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't. Yeah.
And that's like your time. You know, I look at it in terms of time. Like how much time did you just lose with that play? Like,
yeah, for sure. That would fuck me up. You got to have, I mean, it's fun for me though, like to try to see if I can turn a little bit into a lot. And I love the idea of like bartering and recycling things and shit like that. So like that's like right up my alley. That's
so it's like a game. Like it's I had a friend that was like super into gambling. We would go out of town together and he would bring a computer just to be fucking with it, like gambling the whole time. But he liked the act of like placing the bets and all that, you know what I mean? It wasn't so much about the wins, like it was more just the whole process.
Well, it's about the wins for me. Yeah. I want to win. Don't get me twisted. I want to win, but like.
But you enjoy playing.
I enjoy playing. Like I went all the way to like last year. I think twice I did it. I just flew to Vegas for the day just to go put my bets in person.
That's cool.
So it's cool, and I wound up winning like for the weekend. I won like 5K or like four. It was like 4,000.
That paid for your trip.
Paid for the trip. Everything was cool. It was just something to do, like for a couple of days. I had like a couple of days I wasn't doing shit, and I went out there and it was cool.
Who put you onto that? Who taught you how to do it? Yourself?
No. My older brother. He had taught me a long time ago. He put me on that shit like in like 2010, 2009, before like parlay and all this shit was like a big thing.
Yeah.
And we used to be fucking around back then. And I used to win. I win like a couple hundred, 500, 1,000, shit like that.
Yeah.
But he stopped and I just never stopped. So then it just kept going for years and years. Yeah, like shit, I didn't turn, like when I was doing bad before, like I didn't turn like $2 into $3,000 before.
Wow.
Like on a given night. Good. That's cool. Like you feel me? Yeah. Like, you know, you put, you just throwing shit out there and it works. So you're
it's
like,
all
oh,
sports,
up.
Right?
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's other ones that you could do.
Like they got a website where you could bet on anything. You could
on
bet
politics,
on
right?
The weather.
Yeah. I heard that you could, like, it got a little dark. Like you could bet on wars and like.
That's crazy.
That shit is
betting
dark.
On a war is crazy.
It's dark. But yeah, there's people that do it.
But I mean, shit. I mean, bet on
it. It all is
a
game to them. Like to the politicians anyway. I feel like they're all playing a game of fucking Battleship or something anyway with our fucking lives. So it makes sense. But to monetize, like that's
fucked up.
That's dirty, I think.
How many bodies are they going to catch? How many? What
shit
is it?
Like that, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I put you on to a lot of music. Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
What are you listening to right now?
Okay, so. Oh, yeah, you was putting me on like A$AP Rocky and shit back in the day.
And 2 Chainz.
Yep.
Titty Boy. Facts. Back when he was Titty Boy.
That's true. I ain't even really listening to shit right now like that. Like, I fucking lost my case for my Metas. So like, and I use
glasses.
Yeah, but I'll be using them.
That's the fads. Don't wear those.
I use them for headphones.
Just get some fucking headphones.
I lose the headphones, but I lost the glass. I lost
some
my
wired
case.
Headphones.
That's crazy. Wired is crazy.
Well, they say the wireless ones are dangerous for your brain. So I'm gonna stop getting replacing my kids' wireless ones. Like you're gonna have to get some.
I mean, they do got some Louis Vuitton
wired things.
No, wireless.
No.
They're clean.
They're not good for your brain.
They Louis, though. I'm going to just die fly.
Don't start.
I got the Louis brain cancer.
it's the rich nephew shit. Here we go.
Well,
what do you play in the car? What are you listening to right now?
Should I just be playing old like shit? A lot of old shit? Yeah, I do too. I be playing like a lot of, you know, I fuck with Drake. So I'm a Drake.
Oh, do
nigga.
You?
Yeah, I'm a Drake.
Ew. What? Softy, oh, lover boy. Ew.
I mean, Drake got bangers. You tweaking.
Don't even. I'm a Drake. I've never been like put on Drake. Like, no. I've never been a look up Drake. Never owned an album.
So who you put on? Who you put on?
I listen to Mess. Like, I listen to a lot of Webby still.
Okay.
I listen to, what was I playing on the way over here? Weez Gotti from Narf. Oh, he's hard.
I like the Texas niggas. What's the nigga name? I think it's Montana 600 and Zillionaire Doe. I like them niggas.
I don't know them.
Them young niggas tight. I like really? Them. Yeah, I like them Texas. Them young Texas niggas. I be getting put on a lot of YM music too, though, by my son.
Oh, okay. He keeps you current.
So, yeah, he'll like play something. I be like, what's that? He be like, yeah, you got to get on this. So I be.
My son listens to just hella murder music. Yeah, all and that I'm murder not music. Fucking with that. Mm-mm. I mean, I'm not putting that on in the car.
The murder music is cool as long as you don't take it too serious.
Yeah, I guess. It's just energy. You feel me? It kind of affects my mood. Like, I keep it nostalgic. I just like to, you know, hear shit that I really grew up fucking with.
Oh, but I listen to a lot of old Wayne, too.
Yeah, I'm old Wayne. Like, that's, yeah. That's never going to. I don't like no new Wayne, but like old Wayne.
I don't know a new Wayne song.
Me either.
I don't even like the way new Wayne looks.
At all.
That doesn't look like Wayne.
It's not Wayne.
That's a roach.
It's that's a blonde roach. We're not fucking with that. a blonde roach is crazy.
Yeah, so like shit like that.
Yeah.
Like the old shit. Like, cause I hear, from one, I'm always at work, so I'm not really listening to music at all. Mm. But when I do hop in the car and put on something, they usually be like some old shit for the most part.
Yeah.
Something old.
Yeah. We stood in line for shoes together before, do you remember?
Lake Merritt.
Yep.
Foot Locker.
Yep. It was like Christmas time, I think, and we were drinking in line.
Yeah, we was.
I think the Concords was coming out. It was the
Cool Grays.
No, it was the Concords.
Cool Grays.
No, it wasn't. I'll bet money on it. I'll call Hype right now. It was the Concords.
Cool Grays.
I never got the Cool Grays when they came out.
You sure?
I'm positive. It was the Concords, and he bought them for me. I remember it well. And it was like foggy, and there was hella people.
I remember we was in the front of the line.
Yeah, you was. You let us cut. We came from somewhere. I think we were out drinking, and then like we got a bottle and came and like jumped in line. And the people behind us tried to trip a little bit, but then they saw we were gonna trip, so they let it go.
I remember that day. It was a lot of pump faking going on out there. And yeah,
it was fun though.
Yeah, it was fun to hang out and. With all the homies and drink and talk shit and be cold.
And be cold together. And,
but you know, you'd be warm on the inside because you know you're getting your shoe because you're in the front.
Yes. It's
pretty cool.
I miss that excitement.
Yeah, that's cool. But at the same time, you know, it's different now. Like they do all that. It ain't a lot of like first come, first serve places no more, I don't think.
When they started doing raffles and shit and like you got to get a ticket, like Chic used to be like you got to get a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And try to, you know, see if you could come in and buy your guaranteed pair on the release date. When they started fucking with that, I was like, fuck it. Like, because I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, a lot of that shit really is exhausting. And it seems like you got to do way too much to get the shoe. So.
Or not get it. Get your heart broke.
Yeah, I just either or just pay a little couple extra dollars. Like the nothing tax. Crazy.
Just a little tax.
Just a little tax and get the shoe or. Just, you know, I know people, so I can get shoes here and there, so it'd be cool. Certain ones is harder. You got to pay that couple dollars, but for the most part, I mean, I don't really be seeing shit nowadays that I just really just be dying over anyway.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. Maybe that means I didn't got old.
I mean, they could. I mean, when they bring out the classics, like the Space Jams, I want to come out again.
Oh, I think they will.
I think I do want the Cool Grays to come out again, shit like that. But like there's some up-tempos that are about to come out that are like bubblegum pink and black. Like I don't need all that. I don't need these brand new colorways of a 96 shoe. Like
They be dragging some of the,
just keep the retro colorway.
Yeah, the retro. Yeah. I like some of the stuff like to when they make it kind of girly, like for the girls. I like that.
I got
type of
those
shit.
The Air Max 95s with the pink.
Oh,
I got those.
You got them already?
Yeah.
I need them for Sev.
I got them early, but
yeah, I need, they come out like on the 28th, right?
I heard the 26th. Okay. But it's supposed to be the 28th.
See, those are hella cute. She gonna like those. She said she want those, so I'm gonna get them and for her.
She can wear little ruffle socks with
them. Yeah. And it's about to be hot. It's gonna be, that's cool little summer little vibe. Yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah, I was excited for those, but I don't know. And then the Vans that have the pearls on them. You seen those?
Okay. So I've been confused about that shoe. Mm-hmm. Is that a special shoe?
It's a special edition shoe. The pink one was the first one that came out, like this color in black. Uh-huh, and it had the pearls on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like the sole is a little scuffed, you know? Those came out like a few months ago. And then the blue ones just came out the other day and I missed it. But now, I mean, you know, StockX got them for like $300. I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah. I saw the blue ones. I saw those. Those are nice.
Now they got brown coming out. Okay. In April.
That's
so
cool.
So they're like a almost like your hair color, like with the pearls. That might be the wettest pair, honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna really try to get those.
Yeah, I seen a couple of females with them on. They looked nice.
Yeah.
I seen them. I like them. Those are cool. I think for the women for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying niggas can't wear them.
I seen some dudes with them too. They look cool.
I just ain't really that's a low cut shoe. I ain't really a low cut shoe.
It's the it's not really low cut. It's a
is
little
that
no. I mean, you mean like not a mid or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is low. Low cut in that
ankle,
way, but
right?
But the sole is thick.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a super flat one.
Got you.
Yeah, they look good.
That's what's up. Yeah, those are solid. Those are solid.
What's up with the flare jeans? Did you ever get some made?
I got on a little slightly.
That's a flare. Little. That's a slight
see,
flare.
But
it's
I
slight.
Didn't. But I didn't want. See,
you
that's
didn't want the big belt.
Right. That nigga. That was shine. That was
so
me.
So he has a friend that's really. Keeps up with the fashion. And was he making them?
If that's what you want to call it.
Did he? Nah, he was making them himself, right? The flares? Was he making them?
Which ones? The ones he had on? Or like...
Was the ones you wanted.
Wait, I didn't want none.
I thought you wanted some made.
No. That's not
It was
not
a
what...
joke? Oh, it was... Okay, I'd be getting confused with the jokes, too.
All right,
it's a lot of jokes.
So, I had... So, the story behind that is I had... like a suit that I had. It was like a sport coat and pants that I was going to like something.
Yeah.
But it was a sneaker ball. So like we wearing sneakers with, you know, and it looked kind of.
With slacks.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just wanted him to open up the bottoms a little bit to flare it a bit so that it.
Because he posted it like you was begging for him to make you some bell bottoms, basically.
That nigga's an idiot, bro. That nigga.
So it was just the suit.
He's crazy.
You all are.
I wasn't worried about none of that shit. I wasn't worried about none of that shit. You see, I was on a nigga, his sweater and that fucking sweater he had on, see-through ass sweater.
The roasting, the constant roasting be hilarious.
Yeah, but he set me up because he said, if you want me to make them, just send me a text because I was on the phone.
And then he posted.
And then he gonna post it. Oh shit! And then he gonna post a text. Like, come on, bro.
Yes.
Like, chill out. Chill
I was
out.
Crying, laughing.
I set myself up for that one.
Yeah,
it's whatever.
For sure.
It's all good.
Just send me a text. Should have been a flag.
Yeah. Should have been a flag.
He wanted the evidence.
This nigga.
That was hella funny.
But I don't want mine. I should have put like, but don't make them like yours.
Yeah, his be big. But they look cool on him. Everybody can't pull that off.
Well, he's a big person.
He is.
Yeah.
Everybody is not gonna be able to pull that.
He's the biggest, the largest.
The biggest and the largest. See, now you're just dragging it. The biggest and the largest is crazy.
No Diddy. Pause that.
Stop.
But yeah, he's a big person.
He's tall, right? He's taller than you?
Nah, he like my height.
About the same.
I think I'm a little bit taller than him.
Yeah.
That's my boy, though.
Yeah, y'all
but,
are funny.
Yeah, he had me fucked up with that one.
For sure. I was crying laughing.
You can't win them all.
I wrote him too. Like, just make them. He wants them. Just make them.
Just make them is crazy. Just make them is crazy.
I felt bad for laughing.
I'd have came out looking like Austin Powers fucking with him.
No, for real.
That's fucked up, bro.
Add the extra panel. The extra panel.
I just wanted a little bit of flair.
To make it super wide.
I just wanted a little flair. I just want just
a little
help me
slight,
out. You be in the lab working on shit. Let me, you know, hook my shit up.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's an asshole.
Do you work out?
No. I need to.
Was fat.
Okay.
What? Not long ago. I mean, that was a few years ago.
Okay. So what
she
happened was.
She got crazy.
Okay. So what happened was.
What happened?
Okay. So what happened was I started riding my bike and eating better, right?
Yeah.
And like just
What's
not eating
called?
That shit. What's
that called? What is it?
Oh, the Peloton. But yeah. I was talking
you was
about
riding a real bike.
Both. I had both. Okay. So I had the real bike before I had the Peloton.
Got it.
So it was getting a little crazy, right? And then I got on top of stuff, but it was over time. It's not like I just.
So let me tell you this. No one noticed it. When you posted a picture not that long ago and you was like, roast me. Like, That's crazy. Like, roast me. I looked and I was like, I don't even remember you fucking looking like that. Like, being that size. Like, it wasn't that. And I'm saying that, like, it wasn't nothing super crazy.
No, but it was crazy for me.
Compared to now, like.
For me, it was crazy for sure. Yeah. But, yeah, so I just started being consistent with riding my bike. I used to ride my bike hella miles every day.
So that's hella working out.
That's a lot of working out.
It is.
And it was fun for me. It was fun at the same time.
Yeah.
So it was that. My bad. That's my daughter right there. So it was a lot. It was a lot of working. It was doing that. And then I got the Peloton too for like, you know, the winter weather when it gets cold, like and rainy and shit. So like, who wants to ride a bike?
Yeah.
So I got the Peloton and that. And I did that consistently for a long time too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that shit, you look like the old Stacks.
Yeah.
Like, it's when you put, he posted a picture and he was like, y'all roast me, like, y'all wrong as fuck for letting me get this big. Like, and I was crying laughing, but I was like, I don't even remember you seeing you, like, thinking you were bigger. Like, I don't know. You know, when you see someone a lot, you don't see it happen, I guess. I don't know. Dez, I look at old pictures of Dez and I'm just like, how'd that happen? Like,
well, Dez was really big.
Yeah.
He was really big. Like, really big.
And I don't remember, like, seeing that happen either. Like, it just, you know, weight will sneak up on you. Health is important, especially we're all getting older. It's important to stay just on top of that shit. I have friends that have had some serious health issues that are on medications. We've lost friends. Like, health is not nothing to play with. So
for sure. I think that with working out and being healthier, it's all about consistency.
For sure.
You see it over time, and I'm not the, like, I've gone up and went down. I've been inconsistent.
Yeah, weight fluctuates.
For sure, but I think that for me, it was finding something that I actually like to do. I grew to like it. Finding something that was not unbearable.
Yeah.
Which was like riding a bike, which was cool. And then I just actually wound up liking it. So then I started going on, like, you know, the ride outs and like just doing all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But they stole my damn bikes.
No, they didn't.
I swear to God, when I moved.
From where you live now?
Nah, hell nah. When I lived in Fairfield a couple years ago, I moved to Fairfield.
I remember,
From Hilltop, from Richmond to Fairfield. And I only lived there 2 months. I broke my lease. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Too far. But I stayed there for 2 months and I put the bikes. The bikes was gone within like the first 3-4 days. I put them on the balcony. I was so used to living on that third floor in Hilltop.
Yeah, thinking it's safe.
And I moved to a first floor and I put them down there. And then one day, they was just gone. And I wasn't even all the way moved in. I still had shit all around the house. I just threw them out there. You know,
you had an expensive bike.
Yeah, it was pretty expensive.
That's really fucked up.
They took mine. They took Seb's. They took Seb's mom's bike. Like, they all got took.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Did you have renter's insurance?
Yeah. We all that shit was handled. Like, you feel me? But it would just suck. I just never.
I wouldn't want to live there no more. Because now I'm like, now I have a bad taste in my mouth. Y'all done fuck. Yeah, that's fucked up. Being stolen from is an ugly ass feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
Where you live, especially, like, fuck this shit. I would have left too.
Yeah. It wasn't just because of that, but that was one of the factors for sure.
Yeah.
And
the distance.
And the heat. It's hella hot out there.
It is. My sister lives there now, and I'm like, I don't know how you do it. I mean, AC, they be in the house, but it does get very hot there. So you're kind of like recently divorced.
Yeah.
Somewhat. How do you feel? Are you single right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel being somewhat newly single, like for the first time in your adult life? Is that weird for you?
It was weird when it first happened. Like, it's still kind of recent, I guess. Yeah, it felt weird because you're used to like a certain routine for so long, and being with somebody for so long at such a young age, it's hard, you know. But then there's also,
and y'all were like a steady relationship. It wasn't like breaks or like it was none. Like, y'all were known as, you know,
that couple. Yeah.
That couple. Yeah.
I mean, shit happens, you know, and. Yeah, I agree. I think that it was, I do think it was weird, a weird feeling a new feeling, something I had to get used to.
Yeah.
And something I had to pivot and work my way into. And yeah, I mean,
You're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing cool. It's been tough.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you love somebody and be with somebody for a long time. But you also understand at some point that, like, this is not the only person, or this is not the only situation that you could ever be in life. Like, it would be great if that's how the story was written and it worked out and everything was cool. But, like, I mean, you know, people have their differences and things happen, and that's how it goes. You feel me?
For sure.
Yeah. So I think that I'm cool now, though, like, as far as, like, just the adjustment that I've had to make.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting into, like, a place of, you know, more, some more
comfortable.
Yeah, more comfortable. Because, you know, I'm about to be 38. Like, so, like,
yeah,
I love having my own space. I say that. And then, you know, letting whoever into my space that I want to let in, having that, you know, it's just a whole different dynamic of what I got going on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you date?
Yeah, for sure.
That's good.
I've dated and I've met people, I've met someone.
Yeah.
And
honestly, it might be a good time because you are, like, a little bit older now. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I got divorced, I was still in my 20s. Mm-hmm. So I had, like, a while and out period, and it was like outside shit got a little crazy for a minute, had to reel it back in, you know. Yeah. I feel like if I would have got divorced a little bit later, like your age, I could have done it more responsibly.
Yeah,
I'll say.
Well, divorce and breakup, I guess it's kind of, I mean, I guess you could kind of look at it like, but I wasn't married.
You were, like, common law married.
Yeah, okay.
I say that because y'all were, like, you know,
together for a long
time. Yeah,
for
many
a long time.
Years.
So I'll just say, like, I done had my little wilding out, little time or whatever. But at the same time, I also, for me, to spend time with somebody, I have to actually like you. I have to like your mind more than, like, your body and all the extra
shit. Sure.
Like, that's where the point where I'm at right now. Like, I got to be able to actually like you. Do I like this person or do I just want to fuck her?
Exactly. There's, like, a difference.
It's a difference. Like,
huge difference.
Yeah. So I just need somebody that's just, like, you know, really smart. And intelligence is attractive to me for sure.
Yeah. So I feel the same way.
Yeah. So the person that I end up with is definitely going to be somebody that I can tolerate and be around. And I have somebody that I really like that's really cool.
That's good.
And we'll see how everything materializes and goes. But, you know, I got friends, I got a friend, and, you know, it's just,
good.
it's been cool. Like, just being around cool people, cool vibes. I've definitely learned what I don't like during this time.
Yeah.
I've definitely learned what I don't like.
Which is good. That's a good lesson to learn, you know,
and
to avoid in the future.
And learn things about myself too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just trying to be a better version than I was in another situation.
Yeah.
You feel me? And, It's been cool. I'm also not just out there like being hella thirsty. Like, you know how niggas be.
Yeah, you're past that age.
Yeah,
so if you did that now, it would be hella bootsy.
It's hella
would be
bootsy.
Like, hey, you got to calm down. Like, so that's why I say I think it's better that you're older. So you're not, like, that thirsty out all the time age. Like,
I mean, and I want to go out. I want to go out all the time, but I want to go out the country. I want to go out the city.
Bigger.
Like, let's go. Like, but, like, we could go out here too, though, because, you know, Eric, I love a hookah lounge, nigga. I love the.
I was just talking to fucking Ty about that. That shit is harsh on the throat and the lungs.
Oh, my God.
That shit is harsh.
You got to know how to get the right mix.
I never smoked it. I don't think I ever smoked it.
It's what it tastes.
I've been around it, but just being in the fucking room, it's so harsh. Like, I'll be hoarse the next day just from being around
it. You got to get the fruit shisha, like the one that don't got no
tobacco
or nicotine. It's
Okay. Oh, they have them without nicotine, too?
Yep.
See, I didn't know
that. I'll be fucking with that. It's cool. It's for the flavor. It ain't like I'm trying to get high.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Well, that would be better then, because I was thinking, I never tried it because I'm like, that shit will make me nauseous.
Yeah,
like, I know how a cigarette make me feel. So
I don't
even
know how I got hooked on that shit. Or I'm not hooked, but why I like it.
I think it's because it's the afters.
Yeah.
So, like, it's somewhere to go after people finish drinking.
Facts.
It's, like, to keep the socializing going.
Yeah.
That's how I ended up around it.
Yeah, that's cool. That makes sense. That makes sense. That's valid.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah. What else I got for you? Who? Do you listen to any podcasts?
Not really.
No? Joe Budden, nobody. Got a good one.
Well, I don't faithfully, like, when I come across them, I'll listen to them or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, when they, you know, like, you come, like, across a reel or something.
Yeah.
and then you
a lot of reels been coming up for shows I never heard of that seem cool.
Yeah, and then like if it's like a cool topic or something that I'm interested in, then I'll go like look on like YouTube and like try to figure out what was the bigger picture of this, because they only showed a minute of it. Right. Oh, this is a topic where I feel so like it usually be like sports, some pop culture type shit. So I've watched Joe Budden shit before. I've watched
I like his show.
Yeah, he's cool. Joe Budden is cool.
There's way more hosts now, so it's like you get more perspective, and they got a girl I really like on there.
Who are you talking about?
Damona. Don't call me white girl.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's
oh, yeah,
great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love her down. Yeah, yeah, she's great. She's on there like once a week, I think.
Yeah. That's the big one, right?
She was. She didn't slim down.
Oh, she got those.
She's the one from. Yeah, I think so. She's the one. She's from Philly, I think, and she's super light skinned.
Yeah,
I've been following her.
Yeah, she's cool.
She was
cool.
Just on socials. She's a good personality, and she's hella smart.
That's the one they called a lineman, I think.
A linebacker?
No, they said a lineman because she had on a ain't that the one that had on like the jersey? He was like, where do you think I got my jersey from? I guess it was like a Givenchy jersey. Yeah. And he was like, a lineman. And then everybody started, that was disrespectful as fuck.
Yeah, I think academics been kind of on her head too, calling her a linebacker and shit. She done slimmed down. She don't look like a linebacker to me.
It's okay.
I love her.
Some big girls be fire.
Yeah, for sure. Have you seen what's going on with this Jack Harlow shit?
Okay. So I was talking to my friend earlier. I was talking to her earlier about this.
Yeah.
And I was like, because you had told me the topics, and I told her like,
give you a heads up.
And then I was like, well, I kind of like Jack Harlow. I haven't listened to the new music. I think he can rap. He can't rap?
He could ride a beat. Okay. I'll give him that. But I'm not gonna be like put on Jack Harlow. Like
facts. But who's the best? Who you got a like better white rapper than him?
I'm gonna tell you something. I don't fuck with white rappers.
Okay, so then you're already a little biased.
Yes, I am, because I don't think you need to be in that space.
Just because you're white, you can't rap?
I don't like white people getting into black art spaces. I feel like that's a black art form, and
what if they grew up around black people?
I get it. There's just been too many examples of white rappers that have rode that wave for a minute and then retreated, and then been like, "I'm gonna do country now" or whatever, and then drop it, and then like they used it to grow, and then dropped it, and then like never looked back on that space, that audience, that art form.
MGK,
Justin Timberlake, fucking JT?
Post Malone.
The only one that really stayed consistent with it, I guess, was Eminem, but like
nobody's bumping Eminem,
nobody's checking for him, but you know, he just kind of left the industry. I think
I get what you're saying. I think that that's valid, but okay, Jack Harlow, are you talking about what the name of the album is? That shit,
all of it all together. What are you doing dressed like Carl Thomas?
He just like Talib
Kweli. You got Talib the sweater Kweli. And the little fucking, what are you doing? You're now, this is what, neo soul R&B album?
Did you listen
what
to
are
it?
You doing? Fuck no.
So that's fuck what I heard. No. That's what I heard, that he was doing like neo soul, like R&B.
That's what
shit.
It is. I saw him on a podcast with some white dudes, and the way he described it was him getting blacker. And I'm like, you're out your Kentucky ass mind. Out your mind. What are you talking about?
You gotta watch. I mean, this is him being too comfortable with.
Way too comfortable.
But did you hear why he named the album what he named it?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I can't say it, but yeah.
That is
so
crazy.
So you say it.
Monica. My nigga.
It's called Monica.
My nigga.
Mo. That's funny. Like, hey. I feel like more.
Okay. Mm. So for me, I heard it like 3 days ago on like a reel or
he
whatever.
He been getting tore the fuck up. They're on his neck.
And but the way I heard it was hella funny, because it was from like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And when they did it,
and then
was
he was
funny.
Like, he was like, if you don't know what this means, you don't have black friends. Yeah,
that
exactly.
Was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It was.
So for me, we all know that white people want to be black. They love everything about
valid.
Like black culture.
Yeah.
But they hate us. You hate us.
Yes.
But they love everything about black culture.
So the older I get, I'm like, no, I don't support it. I can't support it.
But every white person not like that though.
I know that.
So He might just be trying to be. He's like
MAGA though. He's also like MAGA.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and I seen him at like a pro Israel rally before. So I'm like, your politics are fucked up. So you're not, and you're from Kentucky, and like, there's so many layers to it that like, I just don't trust you, and I don't think you should be in this.
Yeah, I just think that he's probably gotten to like a place with his stardom or success. That he probably feels a little untouchable. Not saying that he's such a big person, but like, you know, maybe he wouldn't have done this 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and kind of tried to, you know, that thin line between, because borderline racist if you think about it, or just inappropriate. I don't think that he hates niggas, or he's trying to be hella racist, but he might.
I think you're just too comfortable.
Too comfortable.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and I think that comes with money, and that comes with acceptance from the black culture. Whatever we didn't invited him in, whatever space we've invited him in, I think that has made him feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know what people is bumping like hella Jack Harlow. I've heard a few Jack Harlow songs.
I think white people probably listen to it. I don't know anybody else that listens to it. But the other part that I don't like about it is I think that white people that are mid get amplified higher just for like being a little nice at rap, but because they're white, when there's a way nicer black artist that is not getting that push because they're not white. Like,
well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with you. But at the same time, there's a white rapper that's kind of nice. It's kind of rare. It ain't a lot of nice, super nice white rappers. We can name them on our hands probably ever.
Yeah, true.
So, like, it's a black space, and if everybody and their mama is a rap, I get what you're saying. I don't think it's fair, but it's just like one of those things that's kind of like a
double standard. I just feel like they get attention for it more than people that are way nicer than them that are actually
I kind of respect it a little bit too, because especially the ones that are not trying to necessarily be black. I hate that type of rapper.
Like a Mac Miller was not trying to be black.
Yeah, I like Mac Miller.
I think he was a good example of a white rapper that was nice and was not trying to cosplay or anything. Yeah.
Right.
So they do exist, you know, and I think if he took that approach, just being, you know, a white dude that can rap, like, then that's okay. That's more digestible, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. But the Jack Harlow that I've listened to, if we're talking about him, I haven't really heard nothing to where he's just overly ODing it.
Like black scent and shit. Is there none of that?
Yeah. Like I heard there's some nigga from Atlanta, white dude, and he's got a whole song like saying nigga, I can't say nigga.
I seen that. And he's MAGA. And he's that's super crazy. MAGA. And somebody needs to press him. Yeah, that's he got crazy. That beard, that jet black.
Yeah.
He's gross.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
For you to be able to
He's inviting people to check him. Like, it's rage bait, but it's like, I do hope somebody hollers at him about that.
I mean, you know how we are. We be on bullshit with us, but then with other white people, we don't really be.
Yeah.
They don't really be on it like that. And I mean, if you don't care, then you just don't care. Like for me, I don't, like, don't say that shit in like my presence, I feel like.
Yeah.
But like, if that's what you do and that's how you.
That's what I was going to ask you too. In the Bay Area, specifically.
The Bay Area.
There's a lot of non-black people.
That say nigga.
Constantly. Every other word. And I used to say it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I grew the fuck up.
Okay.
But a lot of people, I feel like Mexicans.
For sure.
And Filipinos.
For sure.
Have gone fucking crazy with it. And like my kids don't like it. And, you know, a lot of people that are close to me don't like it.
Right.
But there are some people that ain't tripping. Some people that defend it, like, because they want to be around those people if they have like a platform. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really weird here how some people get passes depending on if they could get you backstage or something. I think there's a lot
that's
of that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's happening.
I mean, I like.
Have you ever corrected anyone?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Definitely. There was a situation I had like when. I had gotten into it with we was feuding with our downstairs neighbors when I lived in Hilltop.
Yeah.
And I guess the son was he was like from Florida. You could tell he grew up with black people for sure.
Yeah.
And like,
they were white.
They were white. The mom and the dad were white. We were getting into it when it was like his stepmom, his dad's wife, crazy bitch. And, you know, we getting into it when they, hitting our upstairs with the broom. This is when Kidani was little, when my son was little. Yeah. And they hitting with the broom and we stomping and shit and we getting into it with them. And like it just like one day, you know, the son that he was came from Florida and was like visiting or something like that. And you could tell like he got a like a southern accent. Yeah. You could tell that he grew up the way that he moved, he grew up around black people in the hood or whatever. And then he came to like chop it up with me. Like we had chopped it up because I went down there like, bro, this shit gotta stop. And he answered the door, not the dad. Yeah. And then we start chopping it up for a minute and he said the N-word. And I was like, nah, bro, we don't move like that out here. This, you feel me? Like, it's cool. Like, oh, my bad, bro. No respect. I grew up with black people. And no. But it wasn't like I oppressed him. I just told him, like, I don't fuck with that. Like,
and I don't think it has to be oppressed. Yeah. I think you could just say, like hey, yeah, bro, don't do like, it.
That's not
like,
cool.
Yeah,
like,
that's and that not should cool. be that.
Yeah, like, white people shouldn't say the N-word. But, like, yeah. I don't know. I don't really feel no type of way about Mexicans saying that shit.
Really?
Not really. I haven't just been around hella Hispanic people that be like
hella Edgars.
Yeah, but I know that they say it, but like also I'm just not hanging out with I'm 38
hella young man. Yeah, right. Hella young, I'm 30,
like,
I'm not, yeah.
Like yeah, so but yeah. Like I see it on let's just say I see it on the internet.
Right.
Do I feel offended when a Mexican when no not it? Really. Yeah. Like a white person, yeah, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck is you talking about? But like a Hispanic person, like not really. I mean, should y'all be saying that? Probably not, but I mean y'all are just as a minority as we are.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't come, it's not the same history or nothing like that. And I understand the history of the word, but we have, clearly we niggas, we done turn it into a form of endearment.
Right.
I mean, nigga can be male or female.
Here, I feel like it was the go-to word for men. So like, you know, when speaking about men, it was like that's when it was used. And but
Filipinos, I mean, like you get it from growing up in the mix. You in the mix,
right?
So like, I don't think niggas is gonna really trip off no Filipino or no Mexican saying it. But like a white person, it's cause like nigga, like white people is racist as fuck. And I'm not saying that I know Mexicans are racist too. I know a lot of Mexicans don't like black people for sure. I know that for sure. But like, it just don't hit the same as far as my perspective.
I think
you should keep saying the shit? No. Like, nigga, this is our shit.
Yeah.
This is for black people. But if you happen to, you know, like if a Mexican nigga said it, I might side-eye you like, what the fuck is you talking about? Nigga, you're not even black. But a white person, it's like you automatically kind of take offense. Your antennas go up. And it's like,
for sure.
Like, bro, chill the fuck out. You too comfortable. But that's all that is. Yeah.
Here, there's a lot more tolerance for it. When I went to like the East Coast and shit, like New York, there was tolerance for it. DC, like zero tolerance for it. Like Boston and shit. Uh-huh. Other states, like I seen people get checked. Like not myself because I wasn't just out there wilding like that. But I seen people get fully checked.
I don't see why. That's one thing I don't understand, why white people can't understand why we don't want them to say the shit. Like, no, you can't say it, bro. Like, just let it.
It's the white entitlement
that
white people naturally have. Like, how dare you not let me have access? Because I should inherently have access to everything in the world. It's just in white DNA.
Yeah, no, nah, for sure. Yeah. They just want
to. I think that's the struggle.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
They definitely feel super entitled to be able
to anything, to any like, spaces, to any art forms, to anything, to rap, to
colonizers,
anything.
Yeah. Right? Yeah,
I think that's just what it is. And people might mean well, you know, but it's when people start arguing their use of it. Like if somebody in your presence is not comfortable, then you should apologize and just back off of that.
Yeah.
Like don't double down or try to explain why you should be able to say it. That's not going to matter, you know?
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah. I think that it don't have to be like, you got to be this tough macho man and knock his head off with it. I mean, if you keep saying the shit and you're hard ERing, like you're asking to get your ass beat. But like you say the word, you thought it was cool. And then, you know, you say something like, hey, that ain't cool. Then all right, cool. You do what you sing. When you sing your rap songs in the car by yourself, do what you do. But like, don't come around.
When you're at home rapping, do it there.
But don't come around niggas saying nigga. Like, you're not one of the niggas.
Yeah. And I think times have changed. Like it's not as cool as it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, even. For sure.
Like now it's different.
For sure. So. It's just, I think it's the climate of everything that's happening in the world right now.
Yeah. Understandably.
Yeah. I think it's just like,
people need
out.
To be more careful with how they speak and just, you know, be overly respectful if you can, like, because there's so much disrespect going around in the world. Like you don't want to contribute to that.
Right.
There's a lot of people coming out with accusations, like the whole Cesar Chavez shit. mm-hmm. about the, you know, the rape of people within his group, you know. And did you see Boosie? Like, the accusations that came out about him.
About Boosie?
Yeah, about Lil Boosie.
Nuh-uh, what happened?
So this, it went viral the other day. It's a young girl. She looks like she's in her 20s or something. And she comes out and posts this long-ass thread of videos saying that Boosie raped her when she was 5 years old and he was dating her mother, I believe.
Raped her is what? Grope? Rape? Like,
I'm not saying the word, but yeah. Okay. But did that when she was 5 years old. And she's like fake, no tears, but she's like crying. Of course, as a woman, I want to believe victims automatically. So I'm okay. like, whoa, like, this is crazy. And he has done questionable shit in the past, not necessarily aggressive SA type shit that I know of, but like getting his son some pussy at 13 years old. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
By the strippers at his birthday or whatever. Like, shit like that was questionable.
Did he really get him some pussy or did he wish he just talked?
He did.
Oh, he actually did.
He really did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little
questionable.
That's OD for sure.
So I was like, what the fuck? But then I saw his response and he was like, I don't fucking know this girl. Like, I got $1,000 for anybody that could give me her name, her family's name, where she's from, like anything, because this is like a crazy accusation. Already met with my lawyers, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe two days later, I seen. Because, you know, the blogs are like following it and they're updating. And they said that the girl's family came forward and said she never actually even met him before and that she does struggle with some mental health issues. So I'm like hoping that's the case, or like he didn't pay them to say that or, mm-hmm. you know, who like the way the world is right now. I'm just like, who fucking knows? Like, I feel like girls are not safe, not, you know, him specifically, but just it's like when shit comes out now, there's been so much of it. I feel like it's a scary feeling. It's like even artists you fuck with, like who's not being accused of some shit right now? And like I said, I tend to always want to believe victims. And then unless it comes out that they're lying, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole guilty until proven innocent shit. I mean, it's unfortunate. Never should hurt a woman, a little girl or nothing like that. You want to definitely want to believe people like that. But if she, it's just like, it's such a slippery slope. It's because you want to be able to believe them. But like, if this didn't really happen or if you are, you know, putting a 10 on a 2, you know,
I think she should go to jail.
I think that people that lie on people should go to jail too.
False accusers should go to prison.
Yeah, and they don't.
Yeah.
I've never.
That needs to be something that.
That should be a standard.
Yeah, because it really fucks up the credibility of women when shit is actually happening and they come out, you know, and it actually happened.
Yeah, like the ones.
You're causing people, actual victims, to be questioned now because you came out with a fake story or whatever. So I think that they should definitely get prison time. For false accusations.
Yeah.
Not even just with celebrities, just with whoever, in just general, period.
Because that can mess up your whole life. Hell that can mess up your career.
Your family. Everything.
That can mess up your mental health. You know.
We've
seen that story a million times on TV in some type of way. Mm-hmm. Watching, you know, SVU or whatever, like shit like that. And or what was the one movie? Wasn't it Central Park 5, Central Park 6?
Yes.
Like that type of shit. Like stuff
Trump
like that.
Was calling for them to be killed, them kids. Like, and it took years for the truth to come out.
Yeah, like all that, like, that shit is crazy. I agree. I think that you shouldn't play with stuff like, and it was just another one. It was I just watched something, the person was exonerated after like 15 years, and the lady went on to write some book that was a number one seller. It's in the media. There was a black guy that was accused of raping some white woman.
Uh-huh.
He went to jail for like 20 years. The court just overturned his conviction, said he was an innocent man. They gave him like, I'm going to throw a number out there, $15 million or something like that. And the lady had went on to write she wrote a book and she became hella successful. And all she did was say, sorry. She said, I'm sorry.
You should have to turn over all of those royalties, all of the anything you earned.
He should
get
something.
To him. Absolutely. Yep. Like it shouldn't be only on the city and shit to pay. Yeah. Like the accuser should have to come off some bread.
Yeah, I think that goes into the judicial system too, because, you know, prosecutors just want to have that good conviction rate with stuff.
Exactly.
Like, do y'all really actually care on why this, like, there's,
I don't think they really care.
They don't care because it's like certain situations, like, that you're going to break the rules, but was was it justified? Like, yes, I carried a gun or whatever, or I shot this person, but it was really self-defense. But now, okay, it was self-defense, but you wasn't supposed to have the gun, so now you got to go to jail for the gun charge. Well, if I didn't have a gun, I would have been dead. So, like, nigga, do y'all really care about safety of people? Like, nigga, like,
they just want to win their case. They just want to win their case. No matter what side it's
for. No matter what it's for. That's crazy.
I've seen lawyers say, I don't even care to know the truth because I'm going to fight for whatever you hire me to fight for. That's why lawyers are kind of scum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're defending an accused child molester with everything in you and you don't even care to know the truth because you're just going to, you're hired to do a job and that's what it is to you. And so, like, what?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I think that there's gray areas in with all that type of stuff. Like, yes, would I want a lawyer to get me off if I murdered somebody? Yeah, I want you to get me off. Or if I got caught doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing. Not like that. But I'm just saying, like, but like then when I look at it from the other side, it's like, yeah, like, no, you're gonna defend somebody that molested a child. I have children. Right. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, so like it's like the world is crazy.
Humans fucking suck.
Yeah. It's and like you have to suck. Yeah, your moral compass has to be
on a case by case basis.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But yeah, people.
Because if somebody did a little fraud, I'm like, get them off. Like the fucking government does it all the time. Yeah, if it's a little fraud, get them off. Yeah. If it's grape or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You
throw the case.
Yeah, like, for sure. You know? I'm completely biased.
It doesn't work that way, though.
Free all the scammers.
I thought that was a fucking song, and I was about to roast you out your socks. I thought that was some R&B coming off.
Nah, hell no. Nah. That's
that was some Drake.
Nah, that was ESPN. You know, I'll be having to be up on my sports for my best. I got to know what's going on.
Your creative hobby is riding on it. Your creativity. It's riding on that right now.
Yeah, man. I have to see. It's some college basketball shit.
Do you have any goals for this year? We're still hella early in the year. Any personal goals?
Yes. I want to fix my credit.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, you did tell me about some of that stuff.
I built my shit up from the ground up. I'm almost at 800.
Yeah, well, that's one of my biggest goals for this year. And I want to, so probably not this year, but I want to be ready for next year to buy a house or a condo. I want to buy property, let's just say, in some sort of way. That's my goal.
Yeah.
To 2026, to get all my shit together.
You want
to
buy something here?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, what do you mean here?
Like, or like an out-of-state rental property?
Oh, no,
or
no. Like I want to live in. I want something to live in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's my goal. That's really my goal.
That's attainable.
Yeah, definitely attainable, especially with all the money that be coming through my hands. Like, I should have been doing all this stuff.
Y'all hear that?
Not
especially
like that.
With all the money I touch.
No,
are you crazy?
It is not like that.
I'm buying three houses.
Not like that. I want one house. But I'm just saying, like, I should be more responsible with the financials that I, you know.
Yeah. It's hard to buy a house here.
Yeah.
They're so overpriced and the property taxes fluctuate. So you're coming off of that I guess now they could put it into your mortgage, right? The property taxes.
Oh, I don't know all the
schematics. Yeah. I think that's what my ex-husband did. When I bought a house back in the early 2000s, because you know I'm 100 years old.
100 years old. She's a vampire, y'all. I call her a vampire.
He always be trying to ask me, like, just tell me.
Just tell me.
And I'm like, absolutely not. Oh no. Anyway, when I bought a house back in the 70s, my property taxes were not, I got a bad deal, but they were not included in my mortgage.
Uh-huh.
So, like, every quarter I got, like, a bill for, like, $5,000. And I'm like, God damn, like, I got little kids. Like, I'm working a 9-to-5. Like, what the fuck?
That's
and then
crazy.
You have to maintain the appliances and the plumbing and the roofing. And it was too much for me. So it turned me off of the home buying process completely in the Bay Area. But I mean, I think things have changed now to where, like, you could, like I said, include that in your mortgage so you don't get hit with those big bills every few months. But just maintaining the property, I really like apartment living.
Well, that's why, I mean, I might want to, like, have, like, a condo.
Yeah.
Like, but I know there's HOAs that come with that.
And then do they have people that will come out and do repairs and shit? Or you gotta hire...
Ain't that what insurance is for? Like, the insurance?
The insurance covers the cost, but I think
I'm sure you could pay for some type of extra. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I would hope. I mean, hopefully you live... If you live in, like, a condo somewhere that you... newer or not so many problems. I think with home ownership, a lot of that shit falls on you just in general.
Yeah.
Like
you just gotta be prepared for that. And I don't want the responsibility.
But also, but then when you think about it, when you're living in an apartment for, like, I lived in that apartment in Hilltop for 11 years.
That's over there for 13 in that one. Yeah.
That's a long time to live in an apartment.
It is.
You feel me? And think about all that money. It didn't go towards nothing but their
corporation.
So I would love for that money to at least, if I'm going to spend all this money to live right here in the heart of the Bay Area, you feel me? It would be nice for the money to be going somewhere. So when I pass away, I could get that shit to my kids, or if they want to sell it, or if I want to sell it, gain some. I just want my money to be working for me instead of just making it. Because I hate everybody, first of the month paying that rent, that should be trash.
It hurts. It's like, painful. Damn. It's fucking painful.
Damn,
it is.
What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? But like, I mean, you got to do it. But then I also, you know, times when I'm walking up to my door and I'll be like, damn, yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you are.
It's cool.
And I do feel accomplished and proud of myself too. And that I'm able to do it on my own and shit. Like, that's huge for me to be able to live here.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'll buy a house where my money could go further though, like in another state. And then when I get old, I could go live in it. Like rent it.
And who wants to live in somewhere hella bunk?
When I'm old, I might not care.
Yeah, but you still want, like, something. I don't know. I want to be in the mix. I want to have
that. You want to be in the mix.
I want to be. I want to have the option to be in the mix. Even if I'm in my little penthouse up top, looking down, be like, yeah, I ain't going out there, but I can see it. Like, I want to be around some shit. You feel me? I don't want to live in, like,
Iowa.
Yeah.
Even though you have hella land, you can have horses or something.
You give a fuck about them horses, nigga?
When you're old, though, you might want to fuck around out there and plant some carrots.
If I had, like, enough money to have multiple properties for how I'm feeling or how the weather is, that would be tight to own property in different places. But my main house,
you want to be in the shit.
I want, like, not in the shit, but at least close enough to the shit.
Like, you if like I metropolitan wanna, city
yeah,
area.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Metropolitan living.
Or even if I like lived out the way, like, because remember back in the day, it kind of seemed like Antioch and Brentwood and shit was out the way, but like everybody live out there now.
Everybody. So well, a lot of people got displaced there too.
Yeah,
when they closed
down
the projects and shit, that's where they're sending you.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I think that,
I just want my money to go further.
Want my money to go further, but that is one of my goals though, to own some project, own something.
Yeah.
I don't just want to just be just pouring my money into
somebody
and
else's.
My time. Like you said, it's time.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time at work, like all the time. You feel me? So I wanted to have something to show for it other than designer clothes and jewelry and you feel me? Like if I got some property, I'd rather wear a white tee and some fucking Levi's or whatever every day.
And own your house.
And own my house. You know,
that's
until
smarter.
And then spending all this money on this other bullshit or own something. Even if it was like, I don't own this house. I mean, I own this house, but I don't live in it. I still stay in an apartment, but they're paying my rent.
Because
whatever
it
is.
So there's some ownership.
If I have to do that, I just want to own something. I want to have something to give to my daughter.
Yeah.
You feel me? When I'm gone. And just set a good example, because she even says stuff sometimes like, hey, daddy, when we get a house, I want this and I want that. And it's just like, okay, let me get it together. I've been bullshitting for long enough. I'm 38 now.
You're touching all this money.
I'm going to work every day.
Money is going through them hands.
Right. And I'm just not doing the right thing. Like, I'm paying my bills. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
But like, I can handle certain stuff. So like, I can have a lot better credit. I can save more money than I'm putting out and stuff like that. So like, just being more financially responsible. It sounds good. It's easier said than done.
It's attainable though.
So I just think that I just need to just be better with that stuff. But that's my goal for the year. I want to fix my credit.
Yeah,
I want to fix my credit.
Those are good goals.
And I want to be in a position to where I'm looking to buy a house in 2027. Yeah. That'd be good.
Where would you want to buy one, you think?
Like a house? I don't know. Where I want to live? I want to live like in Walnut Creek somewhere.
You're coming off a ticket. You're paying an M. Easy.
I love to live like Walnut Creek somewhere.
I don't even know what a mortgage would look like on $1 million house. Like,
it's probably something crazy.
What would that even look like?
No,
like,
let me tell you where I really want to live.
Where?
And I know I ain't going to never live there.
Don't say Danville or no dumb shit.
Oh, no, like San Ramon or something like that? That'd be cool. But nah, that wasn't what I was going to say.
What?
Treasure Island. You know them condos right there on the bridge?
Those are wet, but like, what about Earthquake?
Give a fuck. So what?
Earthquake.
The earthquake.
That shit could detach. Like, it looks scary a little bit.
That'd be all right.
It's almost on a cliff. Like,
unless the That shit is not going to detach. That's extra. Okay, well, if that's going to detach, everything is going to fall in general. Will.
Yeah,
so true. we're going to be cooked no matter where we are. I might as well, at least I had a view when I went down. I had the view when I...
At least you enjoyed the scenery on your way down. That's, yeah.
I would let it lay there like a dream. Like, that's cool. Every time I go past it, I'd be like, damn, them are probably
They're probably hella nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Those are a few million, guaranteed.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's insanity.
Yeah, but a brother can dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love window shopping in my mind.
Yeah.
And I love like window shopping online. Like, ooh,
it's a form of manifesting too.
It's cool.
Like,
it's my favorite shit.
Window shopping and getting as specific as possible with your window shopping is literally how you manifest.
Like, yeah, you
start
know,
writing that shit down and watch how much you touch.
For sure.
On the list. Like, it'll be crazy.
You know, niggas get that little tax money or that little $5,000, you'd be at the Dodge dealership like, do I want this Hellcat in red or?
No, for real. Bring out the newest one.
Bring it out. Y'all don't got the one with the leather?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all broke it right here. Let me take my money somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, you could do it.
You could do it for sure. Manifest. Are you good at math?
I'm good at math.
You are?
Yeah.
So you got the upper hand in a lot of shit.
I am good with math. I'm horrible.
It's like a foreign language to me. I don't even attempt. It makes me stressed out.
I like math because I like money and I like figuring time out and, you know, measurements and things like that.
Is crazy. Like, how do you even process?
Well, like I'm saying, like as far as like
for work, do you need to know a lot of it?
Not what I do. You don't need to know that shit. You need to know, like, you just need to be a people person for my job. If you don't like people, then you couldn't do it.
Really?
You'll probably crash out day one.
Yeah, like, I could see that.
Like, you got to be a people person, and then you also have to just be able, what is it called? Is it deductive reasoning? You got to have that. And then you also need to have critical thinking. I always talk to my son about that. You have no critical thinking. Yeah, you're a whiz in school, but in real life, you're an idiot. Yeah. So you can't be like that because people are going to try to push your buttons.
For sure.
And you
from
also,
every direction.
Yeah. And then you also have to understand that everybody isn't always trying to be an asshole. Like sometimes that's just some people's personality and you're only dealing with them for that little 30 second increment. So why let that fuck up your whole day?
Right.
Unless somebody's just there just fucking with you, then that's another story. But some people are just assholes because of something that, like, maybe their kid got in trouble at school, or you never know what people are going through.
Learning and reprogramming myself to not take everything personal was the best thing I could have ever did for myself.
I'm still working on that.
Yeah. It helped my anger tremendously, getting in trouble, having conflict with people, just everything, just being upset. Like that don't happen that much anymore because I always consider that person is probably going through some shit that has nothing to do with me. Right. Or if it's someone I know you're going through some shit. So I'm not going to take the way that you react to me or the way that you interact with me personally, because that's a you thing. Like,
you know what I always say?
What?
You cannot control. This is funny. And my friend, she's going to laugh because I said this to her. She said it to me last night. I cannot control how you take something once I put it out into the universe. So
I don't like to hear that, but it is facts.
It's facts.
Yeah.
I'm being an asshole when I say that, right? Yeah. But it's also
true.
There's truth in it too.
Yeah.
But then when you use it on me, I'm hella mad. Like,
exactly. Damn. That's how I just took it. That's why I was like, fuck you. And that bullshit. Like, no.
Damn.
But it is true. Yeah. And if you can teach that to your kids, you know, they'll be that much better.
I think that like sitting here talking with you, I can tell that you're super self-aware.
Yeah.
That's something that I really like in people, because you're not gonna deal with bullshit.
No.
You're not gonna deal with no bullshit. If somebody's on bullshit, then like you can just remove yourself.
Exactly.
And like what you said, not taking it personal, like that's good because now your day has not been fucked up.
Exactly.
And you can go on about your day and enjoy yourself. So I think that's hella cool too.
It saves me so much grief. Like,
see?
I just let it roll off because that's, you have your issues and that's why you're acting like that. Like,
knowing who you are will take you far in life. No, like once you figure out who you are and you stand on that and you don't compromise your morals or you not going for anything, there's nothing that can make you come out of character, whether it's money, whether it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, you know, sell your soul for a nigga that got a Bentley truck rental and a Rolion.
Right.
Like, or whatever. Whatever it is for a nigga. You're not going to sell your soul for a bitch that got the BBL, the fat, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, these things are not going to make you jump out of character. If you can act the same way in every room, then you kind of, you pretty, already pretty far in life.
Yeah.
Like, if nothing is going to make you compromise your morals and sell your soul, I swear to God, like, you are further than
most people. You have integrity.
People. Like, that integrity, yeah, that's what you, yeah. That integrity is everything, I mm-hmm. feel like.
It is.
I feel like it's everything. And I feel like a lot of people, even at like my age, don't have integrity.
They don't.
And they let
They're
certain
things easily
move.
Convinced, easily swayed. And that shit to me is like either a sign of immaturity or like...
Insecurity.
Yeah. For sure, insecurity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had my biggest disappointments have been because people don't stand on what they're supposed to be about, you know? They're yeah. swayed or they have weak moments or, you know, yeah. just.
I mean, everybody has a weak moment, I feel yeah. like. I feel like anybody can mess up, but like what I always, like I always say, like this person I talk to, I talk to her about it so much stuff. And she's like, one time is a mistake, but then you keep doing the shit, it's a pattern.
Facts.
Like if you keep always being, you know, doing this certain thing, whatever it is,
like the one time can be repaired. I feel right. like a lot of shit is yeah. not irreparable, but if it
you keep repeats, doing it,
yeah, then that's like, yeah, we can't do this.
Yeah, certain people just yeah, integrity is a big thing. I like to be able to be like a like people to think of me like I, you know, I wouldn't sacrifice, you know, my integrity, my morals for anything. Like I feel like. The way that I feel about something is the way that I feel. And I feel like I've grown a lot in the last couple of years, too.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, I like the fact, I like talking to people that are not easily moved mm-hmm. by, or like, or not even with my bullshit. Because sometimes I try to run bullshit, and it's like, oh, you're not going for that.
I was like, laughing oh, yesterday because I'm so like that.
Oh, you're not going for that. Okay, I like
Ty,
that.
Ty was here yesterday, right? And yeah. we talked about a couple of little things. And, like, he wasn't agreeing with me. And, like, I'm not used to that. I'm used to people, like, agreeing with whatever I say type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And it caught me off guard a little bit. But I respect it, you know? But, like, yeah, it's...
Yeah, yeah, you're not going for that. Like,
I recognize that in myself sometimes.
Yeah, he's standing on how he feels. Yeah, like, even yeah. though you are who you
and
are
I,
to him.
I might try to manipulate. Yeah. I might try to convince you a little yep. bit. Sometimes subconsciously. Sometimes it's not even intentional. It's just what I do.
Yeah.
And yeah. I have to, like, recognize myself. Like, girl, knock it off.
Yeah, you have to chill out because yeah. he calling you. He like, nah, like, okay, that's how you feel, but this is how I feel.
Right,
like, what is you on? Like, would you want to argue about this all day? Right. You want to argue about this shit all day? We not about to argue all day. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? You can say it a million different ways. Mm-hmm. Like, because I do that shit a lot. I ain't gonna lie. I do that shit a lot. And, but, like, if I, like, I'll try it. But it's just, like, I also respect it at the end. I'll be like, damn, you did not go for that.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
You knew I was on bullshit when I was saying that shit, huh? I bet. You
That's
smart.
That's good that you recognize
you,
it,
you
though.
Smart, you
yeah.
smart. You smart. Because mm-hmm. some of these people, they going. I don't even got to try.
Most people do. Yeah. Most people do. Yeah, so yeah. when people don't, I'd be like, caught off guard a little bit. Like, yeah, wait
not,
a minute.
Oh, you're not going?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I just gave you 5 reasons why you should go and you're still not
yep,
going.
Yep.
Okay.
I need you. Like, you the type of person. You like, that means that you done met somebody that's
and
like
that's
you.
That's who I need around me.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
exactly.
It's to both of our benefit.
To both of y'all, because yeah. y'all gonna hold each other accountable.
Period.
And everybody, nobody's ever, and if you are on bullshit, they're gonna check you about your bullshit. And like, you can't manipulate them into believing. If you're on bullshit, you can't manipulate me to make me be on bullshit with you. I'm going to call you out on it. And if you don't like it, then you just don't like it.
And usually the ones that I can manipulate to go, I don't respect
them as
much.
You don't respect
them. I don't.
You don't fuck with them.
Yeah. I mean, I fuck with them, but it's not equal respect.
It's not the same level.
It's almost like a power imbalance,
yeah,
and I'm here.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
for sure.
You know,
it's like, oh, I got you. Yeah. You're not that strong in
your
head.
So that's going to constantly be in my head. Like, I could get you to
yeah.
come. Like,
yeah. Those people are a few and far in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you find that you run into somebody, especially of somebody that you want to, like, actually maybe be with,
mm-hmm.
like, actually consider being with them. So meeting somebody that's as intellectual as you, very rare.
Very rare.
Very rare. And then if you find somebody that you'd be like, damn, you act just like me. This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So I'm not going to get away with no bullshit. Like, you're not going to get away with no bullshit. Like, so, like, it is what it is. It's a beautiful thing.
I value those people more,
yeah,
though, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody in your life that's like that, like, I feel like, yeah. Top tier person.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's good judge of character.
For sure. For sure.
Well, it's good talking to you. You're a good conversationalist.
There's so much
we didn't even get on. I'm gonna have to have you come back.
Yeah, I'll and come talk back some whenever. More shit. Like I said, I'm right down the street.
I know, that's crazy.
So
Whenever. Thank you so much for joining me. I know they're gonna love you, and
I hope they love
you. Yeah, of course. You're smart, and like I appreciate smart people, funny people. You ain't really showed your ass in here today.
Not
like,
today.
He loves to roast. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Never lost a roast battle.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. I never lost.
You'll keep going, but you ain't won every roast battle.
Oh my God. Maybe I lost one or two. I mean, here and there.
Yeah.
The bell bottoms was pretty funny.
That was fucking
And hilarious. When the nigga said, that was funny. He said, oh, do you got a logo on your hat? I said, oh my God. I burnt that shit. Every fit can't be raw.
Yeah.
Sometimes you mess with your fit.
Right.
I feel like everybody, you can't. You feel
but
me?
When you get called on it, that should be funny as fuck.
He's missed way more fits than me, though, so I don't care.
Yeah. Fuck him. No, yeah. I love to have friends that can roast me because a lot of people don't do that, you know? So, again, like, call me on my bullshit.
Yep.
Roast me every now and then. Like, those are the relationships I value.
For sure. A lot. For sure. Yeah. It's cool. Healthy friendships and then a lot of laughter and accountability could last forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you never know when you, and then those people are always there for you, too, and vice versa. So it's all good. Well, I'm glad that you had me. And
love you. Love my nephew.
You know,
we gotta go get burnt steak. Like,
yes.
It's the one thing we have in common is that we both want steak like a belt, like a leather shoe.
And we gonna shake the table,
and it'll be seasoned and all that. But I want it like jerky.
Yes,
like
for sure.
You know, some nice warm jerky.
Yeah,
we're gonna go get some.
Michael Blackson. I don't give a fuck.
Yes,
burn
please. Yes. I don't send it back. I don't want it if it's not burnt.
If y'all don't cook it right, I'm gonna send it back anyway. So do it right.
Do it
the
right.
Price.
Exactly. Save yourself another trip, please. I mean it.
That's our next date. We gonna have a.
We can vlog it or something.
Yeah. Let's do it. Oh, that'd be fun. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bet.
All right. Ooh. All right, guys.
All right, y'all.
I'm going to tag him, so follow him.
Oh,
funny guy. Bye, kittens.